don't know if you heard anything during the game. Did you hear the Penn score announced when you guys were going on that run? The crowd seemed to really get into that.
No idea what Penn did.
Coming into the game, Harvard's coming off a pretty big loss. You guys are coming off a big win. What effect do you think that had on Norris having play?
It had a huge effect. I give Frank and their guys a lot of credit. I thought they really came out hungry. Sense of urgency. Unfortunately, we didn't do that. And that's how it's a hard pill to swallow, understanding after you come off the win in this league, you have about 18 hours to understand going on to someone else's court. We got lost by 20 on the home court, how hungry they are for a win, the determination and the sense of urgency you had to have. I don't think we matched that in the first half. And I think that's what we saw.
What do you think changed after the first couple of minutes of the second half?
Well, we get down by 14, and then I'll give our guys a lot of credit. You know, we played hard. Nothing was pretty. Nothing was easy all game, but I thought we did a great job getting ourselves energized and flying around. It's a great group of guys, and they play well together. I thought they gave everything they had at that point.
You've got a team that contributes a lot to the role players. Jeffries and Henry, can you talk a little bit about what they did on that second half?
Oh, and you know, Alex Tyler, obviously, had a great second half. I think I have confidence in all those guys. You know, if they get opportunities, Jeff is now starting to take advantage of that. I thought Grief came in and gave us some energy right about that. He knocked down a shot, got a couple good rebounds. And Alex was pretty consistent the whole way, playing his 9 minutes that he played in the second half.
How tough was it to prepare for Harvard without really being able to see that Kessler that much this year?
I don't think it was that hard for myself. I've known Frank for 17 years. You know, I know what they do, and you know the personnel of the guys. And, as I said, I give them a lot of credit to go through what they went through. One, losing them, and two, then just get blown out on your home court and come back and play the way they played. I give them a lot of credit. Obviously disappointed in our understanding and myself. It's my job as a coach to make sure our team is prepared for that kind of energy that they were going to have, and we didn't do that right from the start.
If you can just say a couple things about the execution in the final couple seconds there. One was the idea for Dale to take the ball to the hole, and then two, what happened defensively at the end of that?
The idea was for Dale to get some screen action. If they helped, then we're going to go high-low, get it back into Alex down low because he was so effective. I thought Lewis did a good job at that point. And what was the other part of it?
What happened on the defensive?
Well, we went our 1-3-1 zone. We didn't give enough ball pressure initially to Hausman. And when you're in that defense, he has the ability to see, which he did. There is some holes there. Decided to go 1-3-1 because I thought he's very good at drawing fouls, as is Graffito. I thought they were getting to them. They gave us a foul down there. I thought if we could just get one reversal, get back, I thought the clock would take time. But I thought he did a terrific job spotting Harris on the baseline and scoring.
Do you guys have anything else?
You asked one thing I was going to. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
a lot, guys. Thanks.